I'm going to continue some of the discussion about some of the products that we've been evaluating. I'm going to be talking about both non-irrigated and irrigated, or in our area they refer to that as rain-fed, because some people don't know what non-irrigated is all about. I would like to acknowledge in this case Dr. Bobby Golden, who is also involved in fertility research at Stonebull. Bobby has done quite a bit of work with ESN and some of these other products from incubation studies and things like that. The products that I'm going to be talking about today are ESN, which is Agrium. It used to be called Agrium Advanced Technology. I think it's just Agrium Wholesale now. Agritain, which was a product developed by Agritain International that's now owned by Koch. Koch Fertilizers, Koch Industries, however you want to look at it, it's a Koch product. This is an MBT product. There's some others on the market that were all MBT products. They all tend to work the same way in that they're urease inhibitors. And then I'll also mention some things with Nutrisphere that we've evaluated. That, again, as Barney just indicated, was an SFP product that now belongs to Verdesian. That was an acquisition back in July of this year. The original project objectives of this were to look at nitrogen sources, look at the different amendments under both irrigated and non-irrigated conditions. We want to look at these, trying to determine an optimum system for us. Now, in the latter part of this study, I will go into a little bit of 2014 data that I only have seed cotton for right now, where we're trying to look at management systems involving the ESN product. We have two locations for the studies. One is our Trivet Satellite Farm. It's at Trivet, Mississippi. It's about 10 miles from Stonebull. This is a dry land continuous cotton area, one of the few continuous cotton areas that we still have around the experiment station. This particular field is leased by the station, and we've been using it now for about 20 years. It had gin trash put on when we first got the field, but it's been pretty much continuous cotton since then. Because it's a non-irrigated area, soybeans or corn, neither one do well in the area, so we pretty much kept it in continuous. These are four-row plots on 40-inch row spacing, 95 to 100 feet in length. I know you saw some of the other research earlier this morning on a little bit smaller plots. I prefer to use a minimum of a 0.025-acre plot, which is 82 feet long. In this case, we were looking at nitrogen rates from 90 to 150 pounds. We did drop that later on, and I'll show you why in just a second. But the information that we are working with, the sources are UAN solution, which is a 32% N, no sulfur, a UAN system plus Nutrisphere, urea, urea plus Nutrisphere, urea plus Agritain, and then the ESN system. Now, the ESN system we're using all pre-plant or at-planting type applications, applied to the surface and with incorporation with a cultivator. On the Delta Station, this is actually a corn-cotton rotation area. So 1 year it's on a dub silt loam, the next year it's on a Newellton silty clay. Now, that's according to Webb Soil Survey. If you look at the field and you actually work in the field, I find it hard to believe that that is a silty clay soil. It's more like a silt loam type soil. In fact, it's got more sand in it than what the soil type would indicate. Again, four-row plots. These are all 90 feet long, and again, the same amendments and treatments in this case. I'm going to put up all four of these years together. This is 2010 through 2013 at the location at Trivet. One of the things that's real interesting, now these do have the N rates in there. The green, yellow, and red bars are the nitrogen rate considerations here. In most cases, we've seen no response to nitrogen. 60 pounds, there's no zero N check in here, but there's been no response with 90 pounds of N. So adding the additional 60 pounds in this dryland situation has not given us any yield advantage. So one of the things, well, let me go on to the next slide real quick. This is looking at the averages across nitrogen rates for these things, and the only year that was significant was 2013. In that case, the urea plus Agritain and all of these other things were not significantly different, although we did see a little bit lower yield with the UAN and the UAN, or both of the urea and UAN with Nutrisphere. Now, there's really no explanation why we got a lower yield, but this is just the way the data breaks out. As Glenn indicated earlier, things tend to bounce around depending on the year. And going to the Delta Station, this is we started this irrigated test a year after we started at Trivet. This is 11, 12, and 13. Again, a lot of cases, even with the irrigated, we didn't see much response to nitrogen. If you look at the main effects again here, this is across the nitrogen rates, and I've actually put a three-year average in here. In 2011, 2012, there were no response to any of those different nitrogen sources or nitrogen sources plus amendments. In 2013, the ESN was a lower yielding in that particular year, but also look at what the yields are. We're looking at basically three-bale cotton here. So, and with ESN, we're waiting until we have the crop planted and it's up so that we can mark the rows off and putting the product out on the surface and then incorporating it with cultivator. If we look at the three-year averages here, we actually see that with ESN that we did have a significantly lower yield compared to our UAN, which is pretty much the standard in our area. It's about 100, 110 pound difference in there, but most of that came as a result of what happened in 2013. So we're still very much interested in the ESN product because of the opportunities we have for a single application with this particular product. New directions for 2014. As I indicated, we saw very little response to the increasing N rates. And in Mississippi, we normally would recommend 50 to 60 pounds of N per bale of cotton. Where you're looking at three bale cotton with 90 pounds of N, and increasing the N didn't give us any additional yield. So we're basically making two and a half, three bale cotton with only 90 pounds of nitrogen. So in 2014, one of the things that we decided to do was actually drop the N rate. Now, I don't include a zero N in most of my research because most of my research I consider to be applied in a farmer-based interest. So I can't convince a farmer that he doesn't want to put out any nitrogen. So I don't usually include that in any of my work. I did eliminate the Nutrisphere product from here based on some of the things we've seen in the literature based on this product. It hasn't given us anything consistently anyway. And what we did, we wanted to start looking at maybe ways to look at a combination of ESN with either urea or ammonium nitrate. So this was the new aspect of the research in 2014. We went back to the same areas that we had been in before. We went back to the same field at Trivet that was, again, a continuous cotton. Now, there are five replications in this test. It's dry land, and we do go across a few soil types in that field. And if you're very much familiar with the Mississippi Delta, the Arkansas, Louisiana Delta, you can change soil types quickly going across the field. So the fact that we have three soil types in a field that's 500, 600 feet long, that's pretty much common in our area. So we do try to replicate going across those soil types. So we usually see a rep difference in the field, but that's okay. I mean, that's one of the reasons, you know, for those of you that have much of a background in statistics, we actually have a reason for replicating, and it's the right reason. So in this case, we did look at the Trivet. We also, this is the data from that area. And it's really interesting this year because, you know, 2014 was a fairly unique year. These are seed cotton yields. So far, I've broken two left ribs on a 10-saw gin. And I've never broken a rib on a gin before, and I've broken two this year. And Continental Eagle doesn't exist per se anymore. So I'm still trying to find a $100 rib for that gin. So the data that you're going to see now for 2014 is seed cotton data. So this is 2014. If you look at the sources going across the top, notice that the urea plus agritane is the highest yielding cotton, seed cotton-wise. Now, there's no statistical difference between that and urea, but that there's about almost a 200-pound difference in seed cotton there. Now, that may change when we convert this all to Lent cotton yield, but in this particular year, agritane, there was. Now, most of the time we look at agritane as insurance. It's cheap. Any of the MBT products do reduce volatilization losses. Now, whether that's significant or not, if you get a rainfall right after an application, you pretty much don't have to worry about a volatilization loss of it. But in this case, in 2000, in 2014, we did see a response. And again, UAN gave us the lowest yield. Now, we had a lot of rainfall early, so I think part of the problem we may have had this year with the UAN, with the nitrate sources in this case, is, and we saw the same thing when we had UAN with the ESN, that if you got much nitrate there and you get a lot of rainfall early in the year, you've got the potential for denitrification, especially in a little bit heavier textured soils. So I think that's potentially, but again, this is 1 year data. Now, whether we see this again or not, we don't know yet. The one thing that was interesting, if you look at the green graph at the bottom, there was a significant response to nitrogen, the 60-pound N rate. We did see a response going to 90. Now, before, the previous years, we were always at a minimum of 90, and we saw no response going from 90 up to 120 or up to 150. In this case, we again saw no difference between 90 and 120, but there was a significant response. So that tells me that, you know, we're pretty close in that 90 to 120 pound. The more expensive the nitrogen is, the lower we go on our recommendations. You know, we give those recommendations based on a range. So in 2014 at the Delta Station, we're back to this Newlton silty clay. Now, one thing I would mention here, I've got a couple seconds. You know, we use the soil types based on Webb Soil Survey. If you go back to the 1960 Soil Survey Report for Washington County, Mississippi, Newlton is not included. So things change over time. The Sharkey clay that we work with, it changed orders. So some of those things, we go with the latest information we have available. But again, we looked at the same situation here. We dropped down, even under irrigated conditions, down to that 60-pound N rate. This is the data. Now, if you look at the top, the top bar, there was no difference in any of the sources under this irrigated situation. These, again, are seed cotton yields. But there's no difference between any of the nitrogen sources or in the anything. Even with the urea plus Agritain, there was no difference. See, but 10 miles apart, we get huge differences sometimes between the amount of rainfall we get at each location. But also notice that the nitrogen response. Again, we saw a significant response going from 60 on up to higher N rates. Now, that's with seed cotton. One of the things we see also over the years, as we increase N rates, we see a decrease in lint percent. So, again, these are seed cotton yields. So, in the long run, they may actually not be as different as they look here with respect to seed cotton. A new thing that we also we put in this year on the Delta Station, this was a test to look at a combination of just ESN with and without, urea plus ESN and urea plus UAN plus ESN at just two rates. And we looked at the application ratios, how much ESN and how much urea or ammonium nitrate that we used. Now, the main effect this year showed no response. This is the nitrogen rate. We saw no response to the nitrogen rates here, and it was just 80 or 120, or the nitrogen sources. Again, if you look at the probability, at 50% probability, there's no difference there. With respect to the ESN ratio, whether it's 100% ESN down to 50%, again, there was no significant difference. Again, seed cotton yields, LSD in this case, is 270 pounds of seed cotton per acre. This shows you the overall effects of treatment. In this case, our highest yields, the 3771, was with 60 pounds of ESN plus 20 pounds of urea as a side dress. That was the best treatment. All the rest of these tend to be a little bit lower than that. This is looking, again, at the higher, that was at the 80-pound N rate. This is at the 120-pound N rate. There was no differences in any of these this time. So just to kind of summarize all of this, you know, we found no significant difference between the N sources, whether it's UAN or urea. We didn't really see much of a benefit to any of the polymer coatings or any of the amendments. There's been no significant response to N rates in those early tests where we had the lowest was at a 90. So as we've lowered those, we have seen that. Overall, you know, 2014 was fairly wet in the spring. We saw that urea to Agritain advantage there. We have seen some responses this year to nitrogen. With respect to the ESN ratio stuff. That was the first year. We're still very much interested in that. We're looking at the same thing with corn. So with that, I'll say thank you.